Much of your conference has been marred by some negative coverages concerning the party's problems with anti-Semitism, and even one political editor needed to be accompanied by a bodyguard. Does that reflect the ugly face of Labour?
What I'd say is that anti-Semitism and racism is a real problem in our society, and the Labour Party is part of society. It's not immune from that, and that's why I very much welcome the fact that this conference, virtually unanimously, a new rule was brought in which makes it easier to discipline and, if necessary, throw out people who are found to have been engaged in racist behaviour.
But it's a low moment, isn't it, Mr. Bergen, that a political editor needs a bodyguard? I can't recall that at a conference before.
Well, if that's the case...
Well, it is. You do know, surely, that that is the case.
Well, if that's the case, a complaint needs to be made. It needs to looking into very, very seriously, including disciplinary action if necessary. But the atmosphere at this conference has been positive. The atmosphere has been great. There's 7,000 people here. That's more than ever before. And it's a conference full of hope. Hope for the kind of Labour government we can get, which will govern in the interest of the many, not the privileged.